Hi, what's up? This is Teriyaki, and here we have a guest this week.
Hi, hello, it's Reina.
As you can tell from her voice, she's back, and I'm back. How are y'all doing? I feel like since the release of the last episode, I've been very, very, not even existing.
Unmotivated?
Unwell.
Unwell.
And so, as you guys sort of guess, because every time we have Reina, we talk about, like, sort of explicit stuff, and we're here to talk about that again. And I specifically wanted to talk about dating, even though dating is sort of a broad topic. For the intro, I was wondering, like, what kind of things can we talk about? But then, because of our lives being so, like, uneventful, we don't have anything to talk about, rigors of, like, you know.
Yeah.
About dating. So I don't know what to talk about for the intro.
But, you know, summer's coming up, so we're pre-gaming to, like...
Getting prepared. Yeah, preparing for it. You know, summer is coming up in, like, just about a few weeks, and June is about to be over. When is this episode releasing? Wait, maybe when...
July?
Yeah. Actually, first so week. We're recording this episode at the end of July. No, June. So when this episode is coming out, that's going to be July. Holy shit. Can you guys believe? Because I can't believe. 50% of 2021 is over.
Oh.
So I'm leaving Japan in 2 months. Not too excited, actually, because I don't know.
Okay, because last time she left Japan, she was very excited.
I was very excited because I was like, yes, I'm going to live abroad for the first time in my life. There's going to be a ton of exciting things. Or at least so I thought. And this time I'm like, I guess I'm kind of nervous.
Okay.
Because I've never been to university, let alone like be on a campus property.
Are you homestaying or?
No. Oh. I'm living on a dorm. In a dorm.
Well, that's going to be fun.
Yes. Hopefully, but I don't know, because you know that I'm not very, like, outgoing and very introverted, too, and I don't function very well in social settings.
Mm-hmm. But you're responsible, so...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Coming from you, I feel good.
Are you sure?
No. Anyways, the reason why I wanted to talk about dating is because, like, not only is this topic something that pretty much everyone is interested in, but also, so I have never dated Japanese men, and she has never dated foreign guys. Yep. And it's so weird to me because, like, I was born and raised in Japan, and she was born and raised in the States. Yeah. And how are we like this, you know?
You know, we attract opposite.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I think some of you already know, but, like, there's been a moment where I was looking for some people who would talk about, like, Gaijin Hunters and, like, Yellow Fever, because those are a thing. Mm-hmm. And because I was not a Gaijin Hunter, I was looking for a guest so that they could talk about their experiences and, like, give us some insight about, like, being a Gaijin Hunter and whatnot. But I couldn't find one. And it's more like, it's so rude to ask someone to be like, hey, are you a Gaijin Hunter? And if you are, can you please come on a show?
Yeah. Like, this is so rude.
Humiliating.
But actually, I had a few friends to call Gaijin Hunters, but when I went to their DMs and when I was about to text them, I was like, I cannot ask them.
It's like, no one enjoys being called a Gaijin Hunter. Like, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah, and also, like, now that I think of it, like, the people that at least I see that are Gaijin Hunters, they're the ones that are, like, always, like, posting about equality and, like...
But, like, do they mean, though? Because sometimes, I'm not saying everyone, but, like, sometimes those people who are very concerned in those topics are, like... It's almost like a trend. It's cool to post about, like, those, you know, human rights, and yeah,
really,
that's what happened at Black Lives Matter.
Oh,
because that was a trend back then. I feel bad,
really. Oh, okay, I didn't know,
because, like, you know, posting about, like, social issues and political issues, it has almost become like a trend that people just like get on to be cool, because it's almost cool to like talk about those things and post. But yeah, getting back to the Kitchen Hunter thing.
Oh yeah, so when I was thinking about the people that I know who are maybe Kaiji hunters, they usually claim that, oh, I just communicate best when they're foreigners. And this is girls and guys.
Oh my god.
Actually.
Wait, what do they mean by that? How are their English?
Oh, well, their English isn't as good as yours. Oh my god. But, you know, they're usually like, oh, I've been aboard, and they're the ones that are like, in Japan, they're like more introverted, but yeah, when they go outside of Japan, they're like extroverted, and they're like, oh, I did all these cool things, and like, I got this girl, and they come back to Japan and get depressed, and they're like, oh, I don't fit in with okay. Japan.
I've heard some story, like, about women turning into gaijin hunters because they're so dissatisfied with Japanese men, and they're complaining like how Japanese men are very passive and not very communicating. So then they become gaijin hunters, and apparently, like from what I heard, that's not a bad thing.
See how I see it? I've grown up with the gaijins.
Foreigners.
And the foreigners. So I've seen them like all through my age, so I know how stupid they are in elementary school, through middle school, through high school, and I know that that stupidness inside of them is never gonna disappear.
I feel like me growing up in Japan as a Japanese person without any influences of like foreign culture, most people have this sort of like complex towards white people. Just in general, like, they yeah. think they're yeah. so cool and sophisticated and intelligent. Like, we have all of these weird ideas about white people, and I had that until I went to America for the first time, and then I realized, like, oh, those people are just like Japanese people, they're not any different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was kind of big for me, because I felt like everyone's so cool and nice, and that was not true. They may look good on the outside, but the inside is just like, it's not different at all.
When they go back home and when they're with their moms or dads.
Like, yeah. And, you know, so that was when I was in middle school, and in high school, like, I spent a whole year in Canada, which was also eye-opening for me, because of just like those people, you know, I thought like foreign kids are more mature and whatnot, because that's what I see on TV, but then that wasn't true at all, because they're like, just like, some are very irresponsible, some are very responsible, but like, it really depends on the person. And when someone is just like in Japan as a foreigner and like visiting there, you don't really see that. And if you spend your entire life in Japan, you wouldn't see that part of them too.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess like knowing that, like actually realizing that white people aren't perfect, and even though like that should be the fact that everyone should know, how the media portray foreigners, like it doesn't really help that. So I feel like, I don't know, like, most people who mainly go after foreigners, like, have this idea, like, oh my god, white people are so cool. And it's not just people who are going after white people, because there's a lot of, like, different kinds of them. But, like, what I think overall is, like, stop, like, idolizing them? Idealizing them?
Everyone's a human, and, you know, like, we all have different types. And we're not as different as we think we are.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you think they're so, like, yeah, because, like I said, it was huge for me that, you know, I thought they were so, like, cool, but they are really cool. Yeah, so it was funny. By the way, so okay. The reason why I brought up, like, about Gaijin Hunters, because I couldn't find one, I just, like, sort of decided to become one. And
Like, when I heard her say that, I didn't know what you meant. Like, what do you mean?
What did I mean?
And then you start going on to Bumbler.
Well, I've been on those apps for a while, and it's just like, maybe I should like really put my effort into it and like, you know, maneuver my way.
She was grinding at one moment. I could see it and I could hear it, but I didn't know what to say.
And but, yeah, that included my infamous research on government officials, government properties, of which country, like, which I will talk about in, like, you know, upcoming episode, because it's been such a blessing, to be honest. I had so much fun conducting that research. But to, like, get back to the main topic, I just wanted to talk about, like, Gaijin hunters without really offending anyone by, you know, giving out false information that no one experiences. And, like, this episode, like, my podcast overall is fully based on my experiences, and this is one of them. So enjoy. Commercial. International Tutoring Club is a program that teaches students around the world and helps them develop their English skills. We're sistering up with Historia for All, which is a student-led nonprofit organization that aims to bring ethnic studies education to elementary school students in California. All of our tutors are fluent American tutors, and we offer free EFL 30-minute classes online. Our tutors can teach students from different levels, and we focus on conversation and pronunciation. Sign up from a link on our Instagram, that is at sbhs.international.english. We're also looking for 2 student outreaches from Japan. There's no language requirement needed for this position, and it is a good opportunity. If you're interested, DM us or Teriyaki. I want to ask you the reason why you never really dated anyone aside from Japanese people.
Well, just as I said previously, I've been with at least Americans my whole life until 15. So I know how they think. I know how...
Why does it sound philosophical? I know how they think, and I know how they feel, and I know everything.
Because I think it's like when you have a brother or sister, and you've been with them your whole life, so you don't see them as like...
Sexual interest.
Yeah.
Well, some people do.
That's like... That's me, probably. with Americans. Well... Yeah, with just, like, foreign people, because I know how...
Like, you know too much about them?
Yeah.
And, like, when you see,
cause,
quote-unquote, exotic people.
Yeah, like, I know how, like, yeah!
Oh, my God, explain.
I don't know, like, when you go on a date and you talk with them, and they sound so interesting, but I can just imagine when they're by themselves, or, like, when... They're with, like, a close person, they just turn into a child. But that's natural. Also, I don't know. Wait, actually, why I don't date a foreign person? I don't know. When I... Okay, this is kind of rude, but, like...
Maybe it's because of the people who are in Japan. Like, the foreigners that are in Japan. Because most of them, because it's usually, okay, let me tell you,
okay,
it's usually, number one, they're English teachers, number two, they're military personnel, number three, they're IT-related business people, or some, I don't know, master's student, like students, number four, students, international students, and number five, professors.
Honestly, okay, first and foremost, gaijins in Japan, I don't even see them as like... a choice.
Okay. But, like, they're still men.
They're men, but they're, like, oh, we're, like, a crew, you know? Mm. We're a crew, and we're in Japan to, like...
Friends?
Yeah.
Homies?
Yeah.
Mates?
We're just homies.
Pals.
Pals, yeah. Uh-huh. They might see me as, like...
Kitchik.
Well, whatnot, but I'm, like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you don't have money.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, most foreigners in Japan,
they broke.
It's not like they have a business here. Like, yeah. They're here to, like, make money and have, and, like, so that they can have a stable life in the future. Yeah. So this is, like, kind of, like, a little step.
It's like a training.
Yeah. So most people just stay here for a few years and go back to their own country, whatever. Some people stay here forever, but those aren't, like, that doesn't happen often.
Those are the playboys. Those are red flags.
Oh, people who stay in Japan forever?
Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
To me.
Oh my god, I have to get out there and find that out.
But if they're married, not really, but like, if they're single the whole time,
Okay, here's the thing. I don't really like dating people who love Japan because I already feel like, so this person is probably dating because I'm Japanese, and like, I don't like dating people who like anime and manga and stuff because I feel like they're dating me because I'm Japanese, and they see me as like part of the Japanese fetish.
Wait, actually, when you talk about Japanese fetish, actually, I like guys who have a Japanese fetish.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wait, like, so when I'm on dating apps, I sometimes see guys with like hentai photos.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And sometimes they swipe me right. And I'm like, ew, like, this is so hard to, like, put into words, but I don't know why they're putting that. Like, do they think it's cool? I don't think it's cool. Like, it's, I guess it's cool, but, like, not my.
I feel like it's so straightforward, though.
Like, it's too obvious. Like, you like, I want you to keep it more, I don't know. Sugarcoat it, and like don't be too like obvious.
Well, yeah, like actually maybe like the hentai is a little too straightforward, but like okay.
And like I like people who have no interest in Japan, and that was my ex-boyfriend.
She's asking a little too much here,
because like, you know, when they don't like Japan, like at least I know like they're not interested in Japanese culture, and I can be like, you know, I don't have to act like a Japanese person because they don't know. True. They don't give a shit. So those are the military guys.
Oh my god.
No. I'm kidding.
But actually, okay.
This is true, though. Like, some military guys, like, actually love Japan, and even when the contract ends, like, they still want to continue to stay in Japan. But most of them, they don't give a shit. And I kind of like that.
Actually, when I said, like, I like guys who kind of have a Japanese fetish, I always... All the nerds like me, so that's probably why I don't really...
Oh, yeah, because you like anime and stuff, and I don't care at all.
But, like, now, like, anime is kind of, like, a trend, so, like, even the hot guys like anime, so it's, like...
Yo, that's what I don't
get. If they
get.
Like a Japanese fetish, then it's, like...
And you know what they say? They say they like anime, and I ask them, do you watch it in Japanese? They say, oh, no, I watch it in English.
Canceled. Nah. Get out. Exactly.
So I'm like, what's the point of watching anime if you watch it in English? Like, please. But yeah, that's what I just...
Okay, nah.
That's just how I feel.
But like, think about it. They're like, yo, could you cosplay as this character tonight? Woo!
I'm getting goosebumps. She's like all excited and like lubed up. Oh my god. Well, roleplay is like hot sometimes, but like cosplay of anime characters, no. I don't know. I feel like I just like have so much hate for anime because
yeah,
it's not that I don't like anime, but like I don't like people who say like who are obsessed with anime and they're like everything anime. You're not.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just overreacting. Let me rephrase it this way. I don't mind people who like anime, but I don't like people who put out the fact that they love anime and they are always talking about anime and their Instagram feed is all about anime.
I see. Yeah.
That's a different nerd. That's level. A nerd on a different level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like they're putting it out a little too much.
Like, is that your entire world that you live in?
Yes.
So, no. Would you ever be down to date a foreigner?
Yeah.
On what condition?
What do you mean by what condition?
Because you've never dated him. Obviously, he has some reason. So, like, if you have any chance, like, what are the odds of you dating a foreigner? Like, what do they have to have? Money?
Okay. Well, actually, now that we were talking about, like, the fetish thing, they gotta be like, could you cosplay this character in bed today? I'll buy the cosplay.
I like guys who are, I don't know.
Oh, wait. Happy. They gotta speak English and Japanese.
I was going to ask. I haven't dated a Japanese person who only speaks Japanese, but I have dated a half guy. Well, I wouldn't say dated, but like I've been out with a guy who spoke Japanese and English and he was half. Okay, my opinion on half people are like they're so exclusive and they're always like, I want to hang out with half people too. And they have to look good.
Sorry. But yeah, that.
They have such like exclusive communities.
Yeah. I can't say no to that.
Well, you have full experience in that one. So, yeah, I personally don't care if the person like speaks both Japanese and English, but like that person has to speak English. And I said it in the past episode too, because there was a question like, would you rather date someone who only speaks Japanese or who only speaks English? And I was like, I'd much rather date someone who only speaks English. So, but like, what about you? If you had to choose.
Oh.
I think it'd be a tough question for you. It wasn't tough for me at all.
I don't know, Japanese.
Why?
Because to me, you know, it's probably like the whole like where you're raised thing. I don't know, Japanese. There's just more selection of words. And when I'm trying to express something, I could probably find a Japanese word more faster.
Okay.
As for now, I'm living in Japan, so I can't write Japanese. So, yeah.
That's interesting.
And also, in bed, Japanese is hotter,
in my opinion. This is what I have to disagree with. Like,
okay.
Japanese dirty talking, every time I hear it, like, it gives me, like, those repulsive feelings.
Okay.
It's so, like, Japanese dirty talking sounds like so much more disgusting than English dirty talking. Like, it's not even sexy. It's disgusting. Nasty.
But
like, actually nasty.
If they're trying a little too hard, it is. But the nastiness is just like, ugh, destroy me.
Ooh. I don't know. I guess, like, I understand because you're into, like, hentai shit and, like, whatnot.
This is, okay. Thank God. Oh, wait. Sorry. In, like, the hentai mangas, the sound effects in... So, those in, like, English, they're not as expressive as the hentai in Japanese. And that's what just, like, sinks in.
Yeah. You know? So, the Japanese language definitely has more words to describe sounds, which English doesn't have, like, English, they just, like, line the words, and it's just not as expressive, as you said. Yeah. But I don't know, hearing that from in my ears just gives me goosebumps, how about, like, Japanese flirting?
You know, they're trying. What I'll take it. Right? You know what I mean?
Like, sometimes, this is my problem, but, like, when a guy flirts with me, I can't really tell if they're being nice or actually being flirtive.
Yeah.
It's so hard to tell. And I don't want to, like, I don't want to act like I was being, like, naive and take everything in a sexual way. So I just, like, be, like, I try to take it as, like, a compliment from a friend. Very casual. But it's sometimes, like, hard to tell.
This isn't so flirty, but, like, pickup lines, they don't have pickup lines
in Japanese.
In Japanese, right?
What's your best pickup line?
Wait.
Or like a favorite?
Oh, I just fell. Do you have a bansoko?
A band-aid? No, why?
I just fell for you. Honey baby.
No, you have to ask, like, do you have a band-aid?
Wait, is it like that?
Do you have a band-aid? And the person might be like, yes or no. And then you're going to be like, oh, I just fell for you. Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, well,
wait. That kind of, you.
I'll try a little bit harder next time. Yeah.
My personal favorite is, I think you've heard me say it before, but like, are you a Sharpie?
Why?
Because you're ultra fine.
I love this one.
I don't know where I saw it. I didn't create this by myself, but like, I just thought it was really cute.
Oh my god.
Japanese person would not get this because Sharpie and like ultra fine, but I like it.
The pickup lines when you send in DMs, I think they're cute.
Yes.
You know, like the balls and like the dog.
It kind of like sort of breaks the ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I think it's nice. Do you have any ideal places to meet people? Like what kind of place do you want to meet people?
Okay, I see work.
Work?
Work, number one work.
Why?
There is a much more higher probability that they like similar hobbies, similar like similar stuff when they have free time,
right?
And you can talk about work to them a little bit more, right? How are you?
I want to meet people at like either a bookstore or a library. I have a very specific reason for this. So when you meet someone at the library, you at least know that that person is like so intellectually curious that they bring themselves to a bookstore or a library. I've actually met one person at a bookstore, now that I remember. He was very old, but he showed his favorite poem because I said I was looking for a book about, I mean, poetry book.
Oh, that's cute.
And he showed me this one poem that I remember till this day. And he just left. That was really hot. He was not hot, but like what he did was very hot. I still remember it. And yeah, it's just, I feel like it's nice to meet someone at a place like that.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember talking to a guy on a dating app and I was like, I prefer meeting people at a bookstore or a library. And he was like, where's your favorite bookstore? And I was like saying it and it was like, when do you want to meet? It's like, that's not what I meant, but like, that's kind of hot too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was like, did someone say that to you? I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, oh my God. So I like shit.
Like, go.
Go. I want to go, but I don't know. Yeah. How about your like ideal person? Like, what's your type? What kind of people do you like? What kind of people would you be attracted to?
Oh, honey, if they are tall and if they...
Whoa!
And they at least have their life together, mm-hmm. And they have their passion for work.
You were talking about three things a guy needs to make you attracted to them. What are those? Tell him.
So height, money, and work.
Those are, money and work are the same thing, no?
Really? Well
kind of.
Like passion for work, and they're like striving to be a better person every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at least they're like at the same level or a bit higher than me.
Yeah.
And like social standards, social class, I guess.
Mm, yeah.
Because if they're not like that, they're just a pet. Like, you're eating off of my wallet.
Oh my god, yeah.
So you cannot say anything to me.
My ideal person, definitely tall.
Oh my god. Definitely.
I just can't. I cannot date people who are short. I'm sorry.
Yeah. She's a must, yeah.
That's a must. Like, I'll prefer if it's about 6 foot. but I can't be too greedy.
I remember that you posted something on your Instagram about, like...
I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I just have to put it out there, because I don't know, like... I also think about, like, what short guys think about when they date taller women. Like, some people are... Mm-hmm. Like, that's their thing, but I don't get it.
Do you remember the story that I talked to you about before the podcast? That boy or that guy uh-huh. who I'm talking to right now, I'm pretty sure he's shorter, but you know, he likes submissive women.
You mean like dominant?
Dominant women, yeah. He likes being dominated. So I guess like...
I don't like submissive guys.
I guess they like the more overpoweringness.
I think like this is so personal, but I like the feeling that, like, I want to feel small with a guy. Like, I don't want to feel big. And I'm not saying that I want them to belittle me, but I want, like, at least on a physical level, I want to feel small. So, I don't know. Height is really huge for me when it comes to the external factor, but, like, personality-wise, someone that's smart and passionate.
What do you mean by passionate?
Who has goals, not dreams.
Yeah.
So that's just that. Yeah, I think it's really nice. Like, I want them to be independent and act like they don't need me.
Oh yeah, that's hot.
That is hot. Yeah. Like, I don't want them to like act like they're desperate to like hang out with me or see me, because if they are, I get turned off.
I think that's why you're not really attracted to Japanese men, aren't you?
Is that it?
I think so, because Japanese men want you around,
and like
they want the men to
control
support.
Me too.
Yeah,
no, maybe that's why. I have to try that though.
Yeah,
but I don't really like the idea of dating Japanese people. All right, so best place for a first date. Like, what's your, like, I don't know, what do you want to do on a first date? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do?
First date.
What time of the day?
Drive? Yeah.
On a first date?
On a first date.
You can't get away if something happens. If
let
something
it be.
Goes wrong, you can't jump off the car.
Let it... drive. Yeah.
Why?
Because we can talk at
and
least.
You can check how much money he has by his car.
Oh, that is very. Actually, okay, now that I think of it.
Holy shit.
When you go in someone's car, you can know how they like their stuff to be cleaned,
their music taste.
Yeah. And how much money they have. Because they have to pay for gas, especially in Japan. And how much they know the road, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, maybe if they did their research or maybe if they didn't. And you can know, like, what kind of daily timing they like to get lunch and, like, snacks. Mm. Because some people don't like to get tea after lunch, but some people do.
Yeah.
And that's, like, pretty big for me.
Yeah. That's actually good. But I want to keep that until the second date. Would you fuck on a first date?
You know my she knows,
of course,
like my
she
thing.
Does why
but,
did
okay,
I even
okay.
bother to ask
but wait but the thing is, to me, it's like the moment I know that we're gonna go somewhere to have a first night on the first day, I'm like, this is not a date, this is a hookup,
right?
So I'm probably not gonna
true.
See you next time.
That's a vibe.
Yeah. So he's on, like, the, oh, I slept with him list.
Yeah,
like
right.
Yeah. Or unless he's inside the hotel next to me sleeping and he's like, do you want to go out? Then it's like, okay, sure.
What's something you'd never want to do on a first date? You just hate to be there.
Take him to my house.
Oh, no.
Or go to his house. Or, like,
Yeah. Who would invite someone to their house on a first date? That's like, can you please come fuck me?
Yeah. Or like a hike, maybe.
You don't want to go on a hike?
On our first date? A hike?
Just too friendly, I guess. Casual.
I don't know, like, way too sweaty and, like, yeah, and, like, I don't know, like...
I wouldn't go on a hike on a first date.
Yeah, it's like, do I have to bring your lunch?
Oh, mom!
Do I have to make your lunch? Like, are you making me...
That is true. Yeah. Like, I don't want to stay too long on a first date. Like, I just want to keep you for, like, a few hours. And, like, I don't want them to even think, like, do I spend more time with this chick? Like, I don't want to because I don't know you. And why I don't want to invest that much time on a first date.
Like, a first date is food. Enough. Yeah. A cafe. With a food, a cafe, and a little 3 hours, you know?
Yeah, yeah, 2-3 hours. Yeah.
Best. Yeah. And just, like, give them your profile, you know? And it's, like...
Have you ever planned the first date? Or do guys usually plan it?
I just have, like, a few ideas if they don't have anything. Yeah. But it's usually, like... It's more like, why do I have to make a plan for you when you're asking me out? Excuse me.
Sure. Solid point. All right. So this is a big question that I have. Mm. Who should pay on a first date? Okay. Should men pay on the first date? Should we pay on the first date? Should we split? Should we...
This might be a little different from a usual opinion.
Conventional opinion.
But if they're asking me out, they're going to pay. But if
they're
going
to pay?
Yeah. If they're asking me out, they're going to pay. But if I'm asking someone out... I am willing to pay.
This is why a date, the first date should be a coffee. It's just like $5 and like no one really hates paying for an extra coffee. And even if they're not paying, like you don't mind splitting a coffee, do you?
Mm, yeah, of course. Wait, if they're a girl, I would pay.
Oh, okay. I've never been out with a girl, but I kind of want to try.
I'm willing to, like, I would be willing to pay every single time.
Holy shit.
But
how come you never pay for me?
I pay for you sometimes.
Yeah, you do. I was just kidding.
No. No, I do. But, like, they usually split it, so.
I said it before about the guys paying, but, like, why am I paying when you asked me out, when you made the plans, you didn't even ask for references to... You know, for the places to go out to, and when you have a full-time job, I'm a student. Why am I paying?
That's big. A full-time student's big.
I'm not a student right now, so like I don't mind paying, and I have like I make a decent amount of money. I would like to say, but why am I paying when you're much older and have a full-time job?
Mm-hmm.
Like you make so much money than I do.
Yeah.
But also feel like I'm not. Saying that they need to pay, but because I agree to go out with the person.
Also, like, when I'm willing to pay for someone, it's like, oh, I know that you don't have to be here with me, but I want you to be here, so I'm willing to pay for that time.
Yes.
So I expect that to be with a person.
But, like, honestly, if guys are like, I'm paying for you, you don't have to, like, even bring your wallet tonight, they should be like, they should finish paying while I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, actually? So, like...
I think this is so hot when a guy, like, takes their check and pays and see, like, nothing happen after I come out of the bathroom.
I expect that.
Right?
If they actually want to date.
But, like, some guy just sit there and be like, hey, would you like me to pay? I'm like, I don't mind splitting, but...
I'm like, what do you think, honey? I could go out right now.
He likes being treated, so...
Yeah.
Oh my god, I have this story for you. I think I told you before. So, last week, or maybe the beginning of this week, I went out to get vaccinated. I went out with my dad. We had a lunch date. He paid for the lunch, of course, like a normal guy's would. And so, we went to get vaccinated, and I was gonna go to a cafe. I thought he was gonna go back to work. But instead, he decided to come to a cafe with me. I ordered a drink and a pudding, and he ordered an iced coffee. He left immediately after finishing his coffee and paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's some energy that I would like to have around me. Like, I don't need you sitting here, but, like, can you just pay for it and leave?
Yeah.
He's a good dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Big daddy.
Yeah.
Big
daddy energy.
It's so awkward for me to say it because I know your dad.
Like, yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. That is true.
But anyway, hi, Dad.
He's happy. Have you ever walked out on a guy on a date?
Yeah.
How many times?
Like 2 or 3 times.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, good. What happened? More?
No, but actually, like, more than that probably, but like walking out on a guy isn't like too bad for me, but like when I'm actually like, oh no, then I don't walk out. I go with them to a bar and I'm like ordering hella drinks and I make them pay for the whole check and I'm like, oh, this is what you deserve, and I go,
this is why you should never go out with me.
Well, when I walked out, it was probably like we got coffee or something. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, do you want to get dinner or something? And he wanted to go somewhere when I wanted to go somewhere else, as in food, you know?
Yeah.
But it was a place where I didn't want to go. But he was like, he insisted to go there. And I was like, oh, ooh, I'm going to go home then. But another time it was like, We met for dinner and we went to this event and the event needed tickets. And I was like, so I was the one who asked him out, but I didn't ask him out as a date. He liked the same anime and I wanted to go to this anime event. And I knew that he was the only guy that liked the same anime. Mm-hmm. And I got tickets. And we went together, and he, his job at that time was the host when I was a bartender. So I don't know why he decided that he thought it was okay to not pay for anything.
Oh.
And he just looked at me after eating dinner and he was like, oh, Reina, like, do you want to go? Do you want to pay? And I'm like,
wait, for both of you?
Yeah.
Oh, not even split?
Not even split. Oh, and I was like, oh, honey. No.
We're going to split. You stay here, today. I'll enjoy the gallery.
I was like, no, we're going to split, honey. And we go to the event together. And in the end, he's like, oh, do you want to go home and whatnot? And I'm like, oh, no. Do you want to go to a bar? We go to a bar together. An hour and a half. I talk about how shitty guys that don't pay are.
Wow, you're really torturing him.
He silently pays for the whole bill.
Of course, he feels like shit.
Yes.
Honestly, if he didn't pay and be like, bitch, you're gonna split, I'd be like, he's the real one. The mental, yeah. like the confidence level, I guess.
How about you?
Have I ever walked out on a guy?
Yeah.
I have. But it was only because, like, I didn't know what we were going to do. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know that we were on a date. Mm-hmm. So when I showed up and I didn't even ask what we were going to do, mm-hmm. which was my fault. But then he then decided to, I don't know, he thought it was a good idea to buy alcohol and, like, invite me to his place. Which I did not know.
Red sign.
I was a minor, and I still am a minor. I didn't drink, okay? I did not drink at all. I just be like, hey, I think you're really being really creepy and dangerous. I'm gonna go. And I left, and he looked really sad. But I was like, what do you expect?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's even more disappointing, too, because I knew he was a smart person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he was not smart. In that way, in that sense, right? Like, no.
He has his testicles in his brain, not... Oh, wait. I mean...
No, his brain was...
Wait, that was bad.
He got two brains, but, like, they don't work.
Yes. Yep. So, are you talking to anyone right now?
Am I talking to anyone? Not really. I mean, the bookstore man that I'm eyeing on right now, I'm talking to him right now, but he's not very responsive. Like, takes 2 days to respond.
Oh,
that level. Okay. But, like, what he said I thought was really cute. Like, I have a few people, but they aren't in Japan.
Yeah, of course, for you.
Like, it's so hard talking to people who are not in Japan. I had a nice guy. I mean, like, I had a guy who I thought was really cute and, like, really hot that I was gonna meet up with, but then things just didn't work out, mm-hmm. thanks to him. Fuck you.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was, like, a little bummed out. Are you talking to anyone?
No. It's kind of a miracle, but no.
Right. I wonder what happened to you. You were, like, living the life and, like, going out pretty much every night and, like, meeting with a different guy every single night. I was like, what happened?
You know, it's time for work.
Good.
I got to focus on my life, get everything together, actually thinking about dating someone.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a new phase for me because I've never really, like, dated people not looking for a relationship. And I'm not looking for a relationship right now. And, like, this is a different type of dating, I guess. I'm not really that interested in seeing people, too. But things are great. If you guys have any questions, let me know. I would love to answer to keep the show going.
And also, we'd love to ask you guys, where do you guys meet your talking
people?
People.
Like, where, like, do you meet people to talk to?
Yeah, like, I'm so interested where, like, other people are looking for.
I wonder, like, how people meet other people.
Yeah.
And
especially,
this is not fair. My friends are in college. I am not. I work at home, meaning that I don't meet anyone.
Because especially you have the English speaking people that also speak Japanese. So it's like, oh, where do you guys, you know?
Right. I'm going to have to, like, check that. Anyways, this is it for this week. I had a blast recording it. It's this episode. Serena, promote something.
Oh my god.
Again.
My Instagram is at Reynadelic, as in psychedelic. And I don't know, we're recording at my shop right now, and
which is in Umeda. If you're in Osaka, check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Whoop whoop.
All right. My Instagram is at TCN Podcast. My Twitter is at teriyaki_ENG, as in English. And yes, this is it for this week.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, leave a comment, promote my podcast on your Instagram.
And go look at her Twitter.
Yes. And I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.